Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sunshine came softly through my window today.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Little Donovan bringing us back there. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that website is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check that out, folks. Hope you go see what we have to say there, and I hope you'll buy the book. I think it'll help you. I don't think it will help. I promise you, I know it will help you. And so check that out at ageofthecustomer.com. Kathy Perry, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P is our guest. KathyPerry.com is her website. She's one of the top social media experts in the galaxy and our good friend and the one we turn to when we need help with social media. Kathy, thanks again for hanging out with us. Canada has a new law, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. And it's taking effect next week, July 1st. And they've decided that people who don't want unwanted emails shouldn't get them.
Right.
And
I'm with them on that.
I know. Well, you know, we all like that, but it does really create a problem for businesses who have been communicating, they've collected email addresses and everything.
Right.
Now you must be able to prove that you have their permission.
Wow.
And people, those marketers who say, oh, it's Canada, I don't really market to Canada, I don't have to worry about it, it's a Canada problem, you know, those of us in the U.S., we feel like it doesn't affect us, but we are wrong, because that new legislation affects anyone who sends a commercial.
I do business in Canada. We've got audience in Canada. We've got people listening to us in Canada. And I've got several of my Brain Trust members in Canada, including my email expert is in Canada.
Yep. There you go.
How about that? How about that for
me?
Yeah.
Canada is working closely with the Federal Trade Commission in the U.S.
Right.
to enforce those new laws. And the fines are outrageous.
Really?
They're like, oh, yeah. The fines are they can go as high as $1 million for an individual that violates it, and up to $10 million for a company that violates that.
Wow.
And
that really is serious.
Big company.
Well, let's talk about how permission marketing has evolved over the last 15 years. You know, I tell my people here when we talk about reaching out and touching folks around here that we know. You know, my young employees don't know anything about permission marketing, right? They think anything you want to do on the internet, you should be able to do on the internet. And I tell them that 10, 12, 15 years ago, you didn't think about sending anybody something unless they opted in. Opt-in marketing is what we called it, you know. And some people had double opt-in, right?
Yeah.
You know, you opt in, and then they send you an email and say, "Are you sure that you want this?"
Yeah.
But lately, in the last 10 years or so, that's changed. We scrape emails. I mean, I say I don't do this. Other people do, but I mean, I talk to people, Kathy, who tell me, "Oh yeah, I've got 25,000 people in my email list," and I said, wait a minute, how'd you get those emails? Oh, but people, you know, we scrape their emails. If they come by, we scrape their emails off their website. That troubles me. I don't like that.
And it is a problem.
But I have to say, Kathy, over the years, I have become more tolerant of getting unsolicited email from people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
If you send me an email about something that you did, then I don't mind that I didn't ask you for that email.
Well, yeah, and here's they do have some exemptions in their law, and these
like
are
a press release.
Yeah, well, yes, it says messages between organizations that already have a relationship. If it's sent internally within an organization, if it's sent on behalf of a charity, a registered charity,
right,
or on behalf of a political party. Imagine that.
Huh. How convenient.
And then if it's a referral based on a third-party referral, but you have to mention the third party, so that's good. And then if it's between family members or personal relationships.
But you're saying that if I send out a press release and somebody in Canada that I know, but they didn't ask me for it, if they wanted to turn me in, I could get fined $1 million?
Yeah, press releases are not on this exemption list. You have to already have a relationship with that.
Right, but I'd have to prove that, though, right?
Yes, you do have
to. And is the fine based on a complaint?
Yes, it is.
So here,
that's why it's going to be a problem. I'm getting emails from different marketers now that say, you know, this is a new law. We want to make sure that we have, you know, your permission.
Wow.
Click here. Yeah. So I'm getting those emails.
Well, see, I have people. We don't even, you know, sometimes you have people that you have their email, but you don't know where they live. How about that?
That's true. That's true.
We have people in our newsletter list that are from the way back times when we didn't know where they lived. We only had their email.
Yeah.
What if they forgot that they signed up? You know what I mean?
They do forget.
Yeah, yeah.
They do forget.
Kathy,
they're going, why are you sending this?
Thanks for scaring the heck out of us, Kathy. Thanks for scaring the heck out of us. Come back soon. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. KathyPerry.com. She'll be back. I will be too. Stay with me. You got the
hat, it has. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.